This program is brought to you from Wisconsin Eye's Margaret Farrow Studio.
Hello and welcome to Newsmakers. I'm your host, Lisa Pugh. With negotiations on shared revenue inching along in the Capitol, the future of the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin is expected to perhaps be the next big biennial budget debate. GOP leaders tossed out Governor Evers' plan to spend nearly $300 million to fund repairs to the stadium, locking the Brewers into a contract through 2043. No one seems to know what a new deal might look like, but joining us today to talk about what their hopes are members of the Home Crew Coalition, a statewide coalition. We have Omar Sheikh, business owner and chair of the coalition, Tracy Johnson, president of the Commercial Association of Realtors Wisconsin, and former State Senator Dan Kopanky, who's also owner of the La Crosse Loggers in Wisconsin. Thank you all, three of you, for joining us.
Great to be here.
Let's start out with this Home Crew Coalition you formed in March. Mm-hmm. You have some pretty good bipartisan membership. How has that membership really helped you to kind of make the case for why the state needs to step in with the stadium repairs?
Yeah, you know, it's just we wanted to put together, and we've grown a coalition as well, and so we'll be making announcements soon, adding more members. But, you know, we really wanted to put together a group of influential people to really go out grassroots-wise and educate people. You know, we believe that this has to get done from a bipartisan standpoint, so we really wanted to put together a coalition that was capable of having those conversations.
What's the purpose of the coalition? How are you working now in the community?
Well, really, it's about raising awareness, helping make the case not only to the business community, but obviously the legislature as to why it's so important that we get this done. It's really about communication, getting everyone on the same page, getting all of the questions out there, because the time to act is now. But we've been in these conversations for several months and really trying to move this forward, because there is certainly a fair amount of urgency around getting this accomplished soon.
It seems like ages ago that the governor introduced his first kind of stab at this plan to fund repairs to the stadium. GOP leaders didn't seem very happy about that. They said they were taken by surprise. How would you characterize what you're hearing out there in the community and from policymakers about this deal?
Well, first off, to take off on what Tracy and Omar said, is this coalition is sending a message from throughout the state. This is a statewide problem. It's not a Milwaukee problem. We want to make sure that the Brewers are here, and people in La Crosse and Eau Claire and beyond want the Brewers. So that's the message. That's part of the coalition's charge here, is to do that. And as far as the, you know, in Madison, the mindset, I think, is that we're going to find a way to get this done. It's just what it looks like, you know, at the end of the day. And that's where we are right now. I just can't believe that there's people in Madison that want to be responsible for not funding the stadium and eventually the Brewers leaving town. That would be really, really, really a bad thing for the Wisconsin. It happened once in 1965. We can't have it happen again.
What do you think about the tone of what you're hearing policymakers say publicly?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think we need to applaud Governor Evers for putting forth, you know, one version of a solution. But, you know, we know that this has to get done from a bipartisan standpoint. And so I think we're in a pretty good position right now. Everything that at least I've heard and I know we've heard is most of the consensus is we know we have to get this done. How we get that done, how the deal is cut, we're not sure yet. But I think that it's important to most that the Brewers stay here long term so that generations can enjoy.
You mentioned Governor Evers' deal. Tracy, do you think having that deal come out in the governor's budget and the way that GOP leaders reacted, did that set this back, or do you think that was just part of the process?
I think it was part of the process. I think many of those conversations have been taking place statewide with legislators statewide for many, many months. And you know, if you look at the American Family Stadium, I mean, this is our Wisconsin stadium. This is the taxpayer stadium. And, you know, in order to responsibly move forward and continue to keep this viable and keep this a community and statewide asset, we need to invest in this now. You see what happens in other instances when you don't invest in those capital improvements is now you have catastrophe. I mean, this is a beautiful stadium built in 2001, and we need to maintain it so it can continue to be an economic driver for our state in the years to come.
You've been, in your career, part of those negotiations in the Capitol. They're making some bipartisan progress on this big issue of shared revenue right now. It seems like there's more conversations between the governor and leaders in the legislature. Does that provide you with more hope that this issue can be successful?
Oh, definitely. And without a doubt, it's going to be bipartisan. Again, it's, as Omar said, it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is a Wisconsin issue. And I am hopeful, very hopeful, that the sides will get together. I anticipate that. And again, at the end of the day, we'll see some kind of legislation that will fund maintenance at American Family Field.
Well, let's talk about American Family Field and some of the history there. You mentioned it's older, it's aging. It was formerly Miller Park. I remember when it was County Stadium. I know I mentioned that to some younger people recently. They're like, County Stadium? So I'm aging myself. It was built over a period of time and completed in 2001, funded through a 0.1% sales tax in five surrounding counties. That tax was repealed in 2020. The Brewers' current lease is up in 2030. Omar, how did we get here? Were we always anticipating that after that tax was repealed that we would need to come back to taxpayers and say we need money for repairs?
Yeah, I mean, these facilities age, right? And so, I'll be frank, you know, it's not really our job of the coalition to revisit the past. Our job right now is just moving things forward so that we can keep the team here for generations.
Mm-hmm. So we think this is where we were expected to be at this point in time, that we were always going to have to come back to taxpayers.
I think irrelevant of or regardless of them sunsetting the tax, we'd be in this position.
You know, making the case for funding for a wealthy professional sports team, I think that's where some of the criticism comes from. It's not easy. Looking at how Forbes ranked the Brewers' value, $1.6 billion, even though they are the smallest major league market, they have tremendous fan support. Last year, more than 2.4 million fans attending home games, 30,000 average per game. That's a lot of ticket sales. The Brewers also have some very wealthy owners. Tracy, what would you say? Why should the state taxpayers chip in to fund a professional sports team?
Well, a professional sports team, I mean, this is a gift that we have, a professional sports team, to the economic engine of our state. The income tax, the number of people who work at the stadium. Think about the number of people who participated in the construction of that stadium. I was with a contractors association at the time, and I remember how intense that project was. And continuing to move forward, it's going to continue to have that impact. This is our Milwaukee Brewers. That's how we talk about the Brewers. It's our Milwaukee Brewers, and we want them to stay here. And this is our investment in the economic driver. I work with businesses and employers who look at Wisconsin as a place to do business. And one of the things that they look at is, does this community, does this state have a professional team, a professional baseball team, a professional basketball team? And it puts us on the spotlight. It puts us at another level. And so to continue to invest in that is so vitally important. And yes, I do believe that we have that obligation and we have that made that commitment moving forward.
You, Senator Kopanky, I know you said to call you Dan now.
That's great. Thank you.
You're always Senator.
Thank you. Always a Senator. Once a Senator, always a Senator. You've said in some statements, and you said just a few minutes ago, this is not a Milwaukee problem. This is a Wisconsin problem. We had Joint Finance Committee Co-Chair Howard Marklein on the show a few weeks ago, months ago, and he said back in March that he was having a hard time convincing Southwest Wisconsin people that this was a good deal for taxpayers, that it was important to put tax dollars toward this stadium. How do you make that argument to outstate taxpayers?
Well, certainly if the Brewers would happen to leave, and again, we certainly hope that's not the case, and we shouldn't even talk about it because I don't want to think about it. But it's a net loss to the taxpayers. It really is. The economic engine that the Milwaukee Brewers are for the state of Wisconsin is a plus to every taxpayer, whether it be in Howard Markline's area or La Crosse or Eau Claire, wherever. That it's a plus. And Wisconsin, if I could go off just a little bit, but Wisconsin's a baseball state and goes back way over 100 years of baseball in Wisconsin, organized baseball. And just in my league, the Northwoods League, we have 24 teams in seven states. But nine of those teams are in Wisconsin. Nine of the 24 are in Wisconsin. We have two minor league teams here in Wisconsin, and of course we have the Milwaukee Brewers. We are a baseball state, and it's from all corners of the state people come to American Family Field. And one of the great things about that park is the roof. So we can drive from La Crosse. It can be raining. It can be 30 degrees. We know we're going to have a game. And that also applies to people from Minnesota who I've talked to, from people from Chicago, from Illinois that come up in droves to see the Milwaukee Brewers play because they know they're going to see a game there. And it's the accommodations, this park is beautiful. It's attractive. We want to keep it that way. And that's
so
what we're talking about.
So in La Crosse County, when you talk to people in La Crosse County, they say, yes, we need a taxpayer investment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they understand it because if the Brewers are a tenant, they're not the owner. They're a tenant. And a tenant really, they're not usually required to do major infrastructure maintenance at their facility, whether it be a housing complex or a business complex, whatever it is. So it's owned by the Park District, which is a quasi-government unit, and that's us. That's us. So we have to maintain it. That's what we're asking for.
Yeah, you know, I think good point. Like, it is cheaper to keep them. Right? It is. And, you know, for me personally, I have businesses on the ground in Milwaukee. So when we say it's the Milwaukee Brewers, right, it's really the Wisconsin Brewers. I mean, I've met so many families all throughout Wisconsin that travel regularly for a five-game series, stay overnight in the hotels, right? So it's not just a one-off concert, one-off game. It's a series of five games, three games, four games where people stay in the hotels, spend money in the restaurants, transportation, retail, the whole works. You know, it's also those bars that are all throughout Wisconsin that are playing the Brewers games that draw people in to spend money in the bars locally, too. So I'll take it a step further, too. I mean, I've met so many people all throughout Wisconsin because of the Brewers. I've also met people around the country, people that traveled from the outside of that, you know, outside of Wisconsin regularly to come to ballpark, to the ballpark, to games, you know. And it's the Brewers are the fabric of our community. And just not just let's not just talk about the Brewers too. I mean, we're working on a study over at Visit Milwaukee. They had a country concert called Morgan Wallen recently. 2 days, he sold out the entire ballpark. Well, maybe I shouldn't call it the ballpark for a Morgan Wallen concert, but you know, stadium. And I will tell you that Peggy, the chairman of Visit Milwaukee, had talked to a lot of hotels, Kenosha, New Berlin, Wauwatosa, saying that that had their highest occupancy rate in years because of that concert. People traveled from all around to come to that concert.
So isn't most of the economic benefit of the Brewers, having the Brewers in that area, isn't it in southeast Wisconsin?
Well, I think when you look at the income tax, when you look at the shared revenue, when you look at the income that is generated as a result of having so much activity in southeastern Wisconsin, that benefits the entire state. So the activity might be right here in southeastern Wisconsin, but the benefit is felt statewide. And I think to Dan's point about being able to contribute to that income tax pot that benefits all of us is really where we want to make that case. And when you think about businesses, whether they're in La Crosse or they're in Green Bay, you are talking about having a professional sports team, the Wisconsin Brewers, as part of that package. You also think about the people who live here, our coaches and our the ownership that are really making Wisconsin home. This really is our team, our community, our opportunity to continue to invest in the future.
So there's this looming threat that the Brewers could leave. I've read it in some of your statements. The future of baseball in Wisconsin is in jeopardy. We have to act now. Solution to keep the Brewers in the state of Wisconsin for the next generation. It's not easy for a major league team to leave a state. It doesn't happen very often. Is it realistic? The Brewers haven't said they're leaving. Is it realistic to say there's a threat they could leave Wisconsin?
So I don't like labeling it as a threat because the Brewers, in talking to Atanasio and talking to Rick, they're fully committed on keeping the team here. They love Milwaukee. I mean, Mark has a house here. He travels here all the time. So I don't want to look at it as a threat. But the reality is we need to find some form of funding in order to make the improvements for them to renew the lease, for them to stay here for generations. And that's what it comes down to.
I totally agree with that.
But there's Nashville, there's Charlotte, it's been talked about wanting a major league team for years and years, even in 1995 before we built the new now American Family Field. Portland, Oregon has been talked about. San Antonio. I mean, there are major municipalities that are without Major League Baseball and would love to have what we have. There's no question about that. So I don't think the threat is imminent. Like Omar said, I think the Antonio family and the ownership, they want to stay here. They just want to make sure that park is attractive to the people that come. And since it was built in 2001, I think it's over 55 million people have attended Brewer games at American Family Field. I mean, that is awesome. And if you go around the country, how many states have what we have? I mean, not all of them. And a lot of states would love to have what we have. So we can't lose what we have. It's a very important part of our culture here in Wisconsin.
Tracy, you talked about the assets. You're a realtor. You're always looking at what makes a community attractive for people who want to live here. Wisconsin's not a big state, 6 million people. We have 3 professional sports teams, the Packers, the Bucks, the Brewers. Is it reasonable to go back to taxpayers and say they need to help support these teams?
Well, how fortunate are we to have all these sports teams? And when I said that, you know, we get calls from people who are looking at, you know, different locations, literally the Bucks, the Brewers, the sports environment is a major, major attraction point. I did a fair amount of work on the Bucks arena when we were talking about how to make sure that the Bucks stayed here. There are other communities all the time, much larger than Wisconsin. You mentioned it yourself that, you know, Milwaukee is a very small market relative to the other markets. You know, there are a lot of places that are looking at that and saying, we would like to add that to our list of attributes for that talent attraction, for that business attraction. So I think, you know, one of the purposes drawing back to our coalition is to make sure that we're communicating and educating on that message and the importance of continuing to invest in our infrastructure.
You know, also, I mean, let's talk about since the inception of AmFam Field in 2001, it's generated close to $2.5 billion of economic impact, direct and indirect spending. I think that's a pretty good return on your dollar. The amount of people that they employ, thousands of people per year, and the businesses, there's a lot of businesses that thrive and survive because the Brewers are here. Right, and so what does that mean? We're talking thousands and thousands of businesses, but thousands of families of those businesses as well. So it is so important to our community that they stay here.
Well, compared to other investments, I mean, when you think about making an investment in the stadium, that has a proven return. What Omar just said, $2.5 billion, that is a proven return. There are many other things that we invest in our state that can't really make that statement. So I think this is a proven investment, and we're going to continue to make that case.
So with the governor's deal off the table, we know that it was pulled out as policy from the budget. And I know you're not in the Capitol. Lobbying is not your work. You're a coalition building community support. But what are your thoughts on how a new deal could shape up? If the GOP leaders didn't like the governor's deal, what are some other things that might be in play to make this come together, do you think?
Well, I think for one, maybe not a lump sum. Maybe they just establish a fund and then add to it each year, and they can do that by legislation. That's how, you know, that's one way it could look. And also they could do a lump sum. And they're talking in the legislature because they have this surplus, and because they have this surplus, everybody wants a piece of it,
yes.
Right?
That's the way
it works. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
They could do a lump sum and get it off their plate for the next, you know, several decades. So I think it could take various forms, but I'm, again, confident that it'll take a form that'll get us where we want to go.
I know a lot of people said, looking at that governor's deal, that it would have created an endowment that would have generated funds and interest into the future. Was that the best way to do it for taxpayers, the best deal?
You know, I don't know. I think we just need to look at all solutions to figure out how we get it done.
Should the Brewers be paying more in rent?
That is a stadium district question and Brewers question. That's not really what we focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But one of the things that, as you pointed out, the governor had a deal. I think there are conversations that are ongoing. Take a little from here, a little from there, a little from this idea. And I actually think that the appropriate amount of time to make the best solution is what we need to have happen here. You wouldn't want that first deal to go through, because I think you'd have a lot of hard feelings, and you'd have some people who may have felt like they weren't brought to the table. And so you're having those constructive conversations right now. And I think what we're going to come out with and what we're hearing, we heard Speaker Voss at the Milwaukee Press Club a few weeks ago say that, you know, there is commitment and there is widespread agreement that something can and should and will get done.
And we have, as a coalition, have said from day one that we believe and always believe this has to get done with bipartisan support.
So however they come to agreement.
Yeah.
What about extending the Brewer's lease? I know the governor had proposed 2043. Do you see that potentially that could be extended beyond that?
I think the Republican leadership is talking about that. And if they can craft something that extends that lease, you know, when the Brewers are good with it and everybody else is good with it, I think it'd be great. If they're going to commit that kind of money, that's a lever that they have, and they'll probably use that. But I've been, again, to take up where Tracy left off a little bit about bipartisan support and that, I've talked to members of both parties just because I run into them, and it comes up, and they're, you know, what I get is both sides are intent on working something out. I just don't think there's a mindset in Madison that they're not going to get this done.
You know, people want to make comparisons to what happened with Pfizer Farm and kind of the deal that was constructed there. Can you tell me what's similar and what's different about what's happening here?
I think you work more on the Pfizer Farm, so you can you?
Sure. Yeah. I think the overarching sentiment is that there needs to be something done. I think that whether you're a legislator or a taxpayer, whether you're a Brewers or Bucks enthusiast, it's really about understanding the economic impact and how important that is. I think that in the Bucks arrangement, they did a great job, you know, getting those data points, making that economic argument. And I think we're doing very similar kind of research in looking at that economic impact very similarly. I mean, they're very similar in that regard. Now, the structure of the deals and what we're actually talking about, because one is a lease deal and one is an ownership deal, they're very different. But at the end of the day, it's about making sure that we have professional sports here in Wisconsin.
You mentioned, Tracy, Speaker Voss at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event, and he was asked about the stadium repairs and funding for that. One thing that he brought up was a need for local investment. And then shortly after that, a Milwaukee County Board Committee recently passed a solution opposing using any county tax dollars for stadium renovations. Do you have a reaction to that action by the county board? And are you talking to county board members?
A little bit. I mean, it's a little frustrating, right? I mean, you know, a lot of the times at the state level, they want participation locally. We are a little constrained in Milwaukee and the Milwaukee County in terms of funding. We ran into the same situation with the convention center. Little by little, we'll just have to have conversations to figure out if they can participate and how that works.
Are you talking to county board members about this issue?
Well, not actively lobbying the county board members. I think that, you know, the conversation has really been about being responsible with taxpayer dollars. And I think that we can have that conversation. Do we like to have that conversation out in the open where we're possibly saying things that we can't negotiate on? No. But I think those are important conversations to have. And again, we want everyone at the table, and so perhaps this is an opportunity to make the table bigger and engage some of those, those components.
I will say this. I mean, in terms of a city, Milwaukee, leadership in Milwaukee and the state, the relationships are, I think, in the best position we've been in a long time, where our former Mayor Barrett, didn't really get along or work with state legislators. I will say that our Mayor Cavalier Johnson, can't call him Chevy anymore, and our executive, county executive David Crowley are actively having conversations and understand the importance of maintaining a relationship to work with one another to win, right? To win business together.
You mentioned the financial challenges in Milwaukee and the county of Milwaukee. They've been saying they don't have enough shared revenue. They want to increase sales tax. Any new deal for the stadium might require them to turn around and put some of that new shared revenue back into the stadium, and that's part of kind of the argument I think the county board members were making. Do you think that that's Is that a concern, or is it just something that needs to play out?
I think that would be a concern for the municipalities around the state if they were going to cut shared revenue for that stadium. I don't think that would be popular. So I don't believe that would go anywhere, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm.
Is this a harder sell, Tracy, in terms of talking about this issue than what you thought it was in the beginning, or is this how you expected it to go?
I think we all expected that this was not going to be done with, you know, one proposal. I think that, you know, being in the real estate world, often we say that time kills deals. I think that the appropriate amount of time here will make this deal better. And we are getting different people from different places where we may not have expected at the table with ideas. And again, this is a statewide solution that we're trying to come up with. Bipartisan, multi, you know, all different facets of industry. You have tourism, you have business, you have athletics, you have restaurants, you have real estate. So this is going to make this deal better, and I think it's going to be stronger as a result of it. And, you know, Omar mentioned all these other conversations that are happening right now with shared revenue and with sales tax. You know, what we are doing is creating a blueprint for how to get things done, whether it's stadium funding or shared revenue, and it's all kind of happening at the same time, which I actually think will be a good thing in the long run. So I have strong faith that this will get done, even with David Crowley. He has spent time at the state. He understands how things get done. He has relationships that may not have been there in the past, and I think that's going to be to our benefit.
Harder sell than you thought?
I think I was pretty educated going in, and we knew this wasn't going to be an easy task here. There's a lot of moving parts, and I'll say, though, it's gone, in my opinion, just a little bit better than I thought. Because, you know, in talking to the businesses and some legislators and whatnot, everybody understands that this has to get done. I mean, you haven't heard a lot of no, absolutely no, this is not happening. I mean, they're the fabric of our community. Mm-hmm. We have to find a way, right? And so I think everybody sort of has that mentality. How the deal gets cut is still yet to be determined. But I feel like we're in a pretty good position.
As a former state senator, I have to ask you about that 1995 vote to add that original sales tax to fund Miller Park. Pretty controversial at the time. Senator George P. Tack was recalled after he voted in favor of that tax. Should Republicans feel comfortable putting tax dollars? What's the argument for Republicans that are like, less taxes, taxpayers shouldn't be responsible for these
well,
things?
Well, in 1995, they didn't know what they were getting as far as the park was concerned. I mean, they could see it on paper, but they didn't. Now you can see it. And they know what we have, and that's 50-some years later now, you know, since the Brewers were here in 30 years almost with the new American Family Field. So they can see what we have, and we're trying to maintain it. That's what we're trying to do. And that's an easier sell to me than coming up with $250 or whatever million dollars for the building at construction. The other thing is that hasn't been talked a lot is, if by chance in 2030 the Milwaukee Brewers leave, my guess is we're still going to have to maintain that park, right? I mean, we're still going to have to do it. We're still going to, no matter if we have a tenant or not, we're just going to let it fall down? No. We're going to spend money maintaining that park whether the Brewers are at there or not. And we have a tenant there that's been good, so let's just, you know, move forward. And I think that's, again, the mindset in Madison will be that. And I think it'll be easier than that park construction vote in 1995.
Looking way into the future, will some future iteration of the Home Crew Coalition be back in 15 years saying, we need a new stadium? What is that? What's that future look like?
I won't be.
I have no idea.
Yeah, what I'll be doing in 15 years from now. But, you know, I think so. I think there's enough people that care about this community. Listen, when I decided to form this and talk to many people, nobody said no. They're like, we absolutely want to be a part of this. Let's work together. We know it's not going to be easy, but they're so important to our community and the state that everybody was in.
All right.
So I think that you'll find other leaders at that time that will definitely be a part of something.
That will be the final word. Thank you to the Home Crew Coalition members for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
And thank you to the viewers of Newsmakers. Be sure to tune in again as we highlight the issues and sit down with the decision makers who make a difference for all of us.
This program is a production of Wisconsin Eye, an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit media network with a mission to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independently funded state civics broadcast network, providing gavel-to-gavel access to government proceedings and events at the state capitol.